While Osser's data on the startle test were neurologically remarkable, the implications of his performance on the next assessment were equally profound, this time not for physiology but for social relations. In this experiment, Osser would have two discussions, confrontations about issues where he and the person he talked with disagreed. As they talked, their physiology would be measured to assess the impact of their disagreement. His partners would both be scientists dedicated to a rationalist view. The topics were chosen to ensure a disagreement: whether one should abandon science and become a monk, as Osser had, and reincarnation. For reasons of comparison, they chose two professors. Paul Ekman described one conversational partner as one of the most gentle professors I know, though his views on the topics were opposite Osser's. The other partner was someone with an aggressive, rather confrontational style of disputation. During the conversations, both Osser and his partner had their physiology monitored and their faces videotaped. The result? Osser's physiology was virtually the same no matter whom he was talking to, Ekman reported, but his expressions were enormously different. Osser smiled more often and more simultaneously with the gentle professor than with the difficult person. But, said Ekman, that was not the case with the difficult person. From the start, the physiological measures of the difficult man showed high emotional arousal. Yet over the course of their 15-minute dispute, his arousal decreased, as talking with Osser quieted him. At the end of their talk, the typically disputatious sparring partner spontaneously volunteered, "I couldn't be confrontational." That, commented Ekman, was exactly what I hoped might occur. When interacting with someone who does not return aggression, or returns aggression with loving kindness, then it's beneficial to you. Finally, in the last experiment, Ekman and Robert Levinson showed Osser two medical training films that have been used for more than 3 decades in emotion research, simply because they are so upsetting. In one, a surgeon seems to amputate a limb with a scalpel and saw, and there is lots of gore and blood, but the camera focuses only on the limb, so you never see the person getting the surgery. In the other, you see the pain of a severely burned patient who stands as doctors strip skin off his body. The main emotion evoked in the scores of research subjects who have viewed both these films during experiments is highly reliable: disgust. When Osser viewed the amputation film, the emotion he reported feeling most strongly was the usual disgust. He commented that the movie reminded him of Buddhist teachings about impermanence and the unsavory aspects of the human body that lie beneath an attractive exterior. But his reaction to the burn film was quite different. Ekman reported, "Where he sees the whole person, Osser feels compassion," unquote. His thoughts were about human suffering and how to relieve it. His feelings were a sense of caring and concern, mixed with a not unpleasant, strong sadness. Ekman ended his report of the results by noting that each of the studies with Osser had produced findings that in 35 years of research I have never seen before. In short, Osser's data are extraordinary.